Welcome back to Living Lab. I'm Heather Goldstone. Attitudes toward marine mammals have changed dramatically over the course of the 20th century. At the beginning of the century, whales and seals were hunted extensively. Seals were actually considered such pests that for decades, Massachusetts offered a $5 bounty for each one killed. By the end of the century, though, things had swung in the opposite direction, and seals continued to be protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act. But as those protections have enabled seal populations to bounce back from hunting, attitudes have begun shifting again. Jennifer Jackman is associate professor in the Department of Political Science at Salem State University. She has surveyed public attitudes towards seals, and most recently on Nantucket. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Heather.
So why focus specifically on Nantucket and attitudes there?
Well, we did this as a pilot study, and Nantucket has been the center of the controversy around seals because of its proximity to Muskeget Island, which is the largest breeding colony of gray seals in the United States. And there have been very active interest groups, both opposed to seals and advocates of seals, and we wanted to do the study someplace where we'd be able to capture the variety of views.
And to that point, you didn't just survey everybody kind of blindly. You split the population into three categories: tourists, anglers, recreational fishermen, and then voters as a whole. And then not only looked at how many people in each category said, you know, yes or no to a certain question, but actually how much or how little consensus there is within those groups around a given position. Why do you think that's so important?
Right. Well, one of the reasons we did this study is to capture a wider sense of what different stakeholders' views are on seals. There's been very little research on attitudes towards seals in the United States at all. And in our region, there have only been a few very small qualitative studies of interviews with commercial fishermen. And so we wanted to hear the voices of a wider range of stakeholders. So that's why we wanted to include tourists, anglers, and voters. We conducted this study very systematically. We did a random sample survey of voters that was done by mail, and then we did in-person surveys with tourists and anglers, and all three of the surveys used the same survey instrument, which allowed us to compare the attitudes of the three groups and to determine levels of conflict and consensus.
One place where you did find consensus is around the idea that seals are important to the ecosystem and that the best interests of ecosystems need to be given top priority. Were you at all surprised by that result?
Yeah, we were very surprised because you think of seals and you think of controversy and conflict. But what we found is a base level agreement among voters, tourists, and anglers about the role and the importance of the role of seals in the ecosystem, about managing for the ecosystem as being what the priority should be. And also, we were quite surprised by the high level of alignment of these different categories of people with environmental groups. We asked respondents which interest groups best represent their views, and they could choose more than one, and they had a list of different types of interest groups to choose from, like angler interest groups, commercial, animal protection, environmental. And over 50% of respondents in all three stakeholder groups identified with environmental groups. And in fact, in the tourist and voter groups, upwards of 70% identified with environmental groups. So it really did show a strong pro-ecosystem, pro-environmental orientation to all three groups. And that's a level of consensus that I think can be built upon.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, what did people tell you that they found most problematic in terms of human interactions with seals?
Well, there were sort of two groupings of problems, in a way. The greatest problem that voters and anglers expressed was seals interfering with fishing. And so both of those groups said that that was problematic. But interestingly, both of those groups, actually all three groups, were very opposed to any sort of lethal management of seals. But they did find that seals interfering with fishing to be problematic. Voters, on the other hand, were extremely concerned about seal welfare. And to a degree, both anglers and tourists, on the other hand, were very concerned about seal welfare, and to an extent, anglers and voters also shared those concerns. People were concerned that people were coming too close to seals. They were concerned that seals were being fed intentionally. They were concerned that about boat strikes on seals, concerned about entanglement of seals. And all three groups very strongly supported the rescue of seals that became entangled or stranded. So there were both these strands in the data where people were concerned about conflict, especially voters and anglers were concerned. And all three groups were concerned about seal welfare. And that's why what we're suggesting is really an approach of managing conflicts rather than managing seals, because people do care about seals and are concerned for their welfare, but some voters and anglers also identified problems that they would like to see, you know, non-lethal interventions to assist.
When it comes to opinions about fishing, I mean, you mentioned that anglers and voters both perceive a problem, that seals are causing a problem for fishing. You also had some more detailed questions about how much seals are affecting fishing. So what did you find there?
Well, we asked some questions, and I'm not sure these are the ones you were thinking of, but one of the things we asked is to get at what people believe about seals and their impact on the environment and their impact on fishing. And so we put to them two different statements. One, seals are the main cause for decline in fish stocks. Another, overfishing is the main cause for decline in fish stocks. And what we found is actually that more respondents, in more of the voters and more of the tourists, believed that overfishing is the main cause for decline in fish stocks. And so they blame overfishing rather than seals. And even anglers equally divided their blame between seals and between overfishing, which we found to be quite interesting. And in fact, 70% of voters identified overfishing as the main cause for decline in fish stocks. They agreed with that statement. So there's not as much scapegoating of seals as one would expect. People are realistic about what the problems are in the ocean, and that there are sort of multiple factors involved.
Along with the concerns about fishing, one of the other big concerns with seals has been the idea that they might drive tourists away, with others saying, well, they might actually draw tourists. What did you find out? I mean, you were actually asking tourists what they thought about the seals. Did you get any clarity on how tourism, the industry, might be affected by seals?
Yeah, absolutely. The data could not have been clearer on this along multiple measures. First, 59% of tourists said that they hoped to see seals when they came to Nantucket. So it's clear that seals are part of the experience in Nantucket that tourists are seeking. But in every category, in terms of importance of seals to the ecosystem, concern about seal welfare, and opposition to lethal management of seals, it's the tourists that are the most pro-seal. And so data was consistent throughout. So I think there's no question that tourist enthusiasm for seals really presents an opportunity for Nantucket. And I'm not so sure that at this moment that the rest of the different stakeholder groups are aware of that. Voters and anglers had we asked, did they think that seals would help the economy before they draw tourists? And then the numbers of those of people who agreed with that statement among voters was particularly low. So I think there's important opportunity for Nantucket with tourist enthusiasm for seals. At the same time, it's an important cautionary note that tourists are unlikely to tolerate any kind of interventions that have a negative impact on seals. So that's I think, just very important. But I think this data is, you know, we can't generalize beyond Nantucket, but it does show a high level of tourist interest and concern about seals.
You've mentioned a few times this broad opposition that you saw to lethal management, to actually killing seals in order to, you know, reduce conflicts or reduce impacts on fisheries. But there have been at least a few vocal people and groups who have raised the idea that we might need to revisit the Marine Mammal Protection Act, that maybe we should revisit this ban on killing seals. So I kind of find that result a little bit surprising. I mean, did you not see any reflection of that idea that maybe this is something we could consider?
There are some people that did support lethal management. It wasn't 100%, particularly among anglers. But in all the categories, the majority opposed lethal management. And we looked at, you know, the means. It was all sort of below the level. And lethal management also had very high conflict scores. And so I think what is even anglers recognize is that there is a role that seals serve in the ecosystem. And honestly, what has been shown again and again is that with predators in general, and seals are